first thing that comes to my head when I think of my grandfather is just being appreciative. We had a conversation not too long ago about my friends, like, what are they doing now? And a lot of them are either in jail, passed away, and things like that. And, you know, good thing I had him as a role model to follow his lead.
That kind of messed up my day.
I guess he and I have a grandfather to grandson, but even closer than that.
If I had to describe my relationship with my grandfather, it would be a father-son relationship.
It's just a great relationship.
He was there with that gap where my mom wasn't married, you know, before I had a stepdad to really show us how to be men, pretty much. It was four boys and my mom, and he was always there to help.
Right, left, right, left. March.
He wrestled with us. He was a military guy. You know, we were up at 6 a.m. when all of our friends were getting up at like 9 a.m. in the morning, you know, on a Saturday. So we were working early and putting in that work.
I don't want to say I was a disciplinarian, but I was the one that tried to inculcate some good standards of living.
My grandfather has always had a vision, whether it's with the church or with, you know, houses or anything in life. He's always had a vision, and he's always gone after that goal. A lot of people dream but don't really put in the work to get to their dream, and he really instilled that in me. You have to work hard to get there. Leave the house at 5 o'clock to go to L.A.
Go to L.A., and what are we going to do in L.A.?
A photo shoot in L.A., and then I'm back. I can't miss workouts on Thursday, so I'm catching that red eye. I'm catching that red eye.
One of the things I always tell him, I said, you know, don't be a liability, but be not a liability to society, but be someone that gives back to society.
His approval was like the stamp, like, hey, I need to get that, you know? I need to go out here, and I need to do well in school. I need to play well on the field because, you know, to hear a good job from my grandfather, it was a big thing for us and our family.
Yeah, never been like that.
It's kind of like a puppy. Like, if you flip him on his back at a young age, a dominant breed, and they just fight, fight, fight. Eventually, they stop fighting and just lay there. That's kind of how we are now.
Now we're bigger dogs.
We used to be competitive. You know, I believe in, you know, racing. You know, we'd run. We'd wrestle.
And he would always get the upper hand. You know, he would tell me to tie my shoe. Even though I was faster than my grandfather at an early age, you know, he would tell me to tie my shoe, and then he would take off and start running. I would never catch him. But then I would never be able to race him again. You know, he would never race me again. After he got that one victory in anything he did, he would never come back. So, you know, he's 1-0 against us in a lot of different things.
I'm not sure it was cheating. I think that's maturity. And I think that was just showing them that there's a time that you have to use all of the wisdom that you know how. You know? And that's what I call that wisdom, a wise man.
Definitely softened up. Hey, I'm telling you, he's softened up. You know, they push you out the nest, and then if you fly, that's a good thing. You fly, and he softened up a lot.
Yeah.
I love my grandfather, and my grandfather loves me, but, you know, to be honest with you, that military kind of comes out sometimes. You know, my grandfather never would really be like, you know, I love you. You know, that's just, it was unspoken. You know, it was unspoken word. The avenue that he showed love through was, you know, teaching us how to work hard, teaching us how to, you know, be a man, and teaching us how to take care of our families at one point.
I think his character, I think he's great character. You know, he's a person that I think he has some standards that he lives by. I think that's really important.
I feel like he's a great example to follow. You know, he's been on this earth a long time, and he's impacted a lot of people's lives, and I've always looked at him as a role model, and I still have a long way to go, but hopefully I'm on the right track.